Hello, everybody. This is Pops and Jakey C. And how are you tonight from the Black Mike Studios in Northeastern Pennsylvania? So I hope you all had a good week. And I hope everybody's safe and sound out there, having enough food to eat, having enough water
to drink.
So, and having enough toilet paper.
Yeah, that's
one or the other.
Yeah.
So, what was the news this week?
Well, Tom Brady, he was in the Patriots.
For years,
has now signed to the Buccaneers, which...
I wonder why that is.
They're paying him more.
Maybe.
But the Buccaneers... Are any of you Buccaneers fans? Have you any of you heard of the Buccaneers? I forgot Buccaneers is an NFL team.
Yeah.
Because they're so, like, out there.
Right. So, maybe they want a Super Bowl.
Like, honestly... Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's what they want.
That may be, so...
I thought when I saw him sign someone, I thought it was gonna be like the Eagles, fucking Seahawks. I shouldn't have put it, sorry. Seahawks, different like teams that you heard of.
Right.
But Buccaneers, that's different.
So, what else happened? all the movie theaters are closed. That's right.
A lot of movies are coming out. Like today, The Invisible Man came out on digital, so you can buy it.
So for what? For like $20. Okay.
If you guys have money. Go ahead and buy it.
So,
and the new Disney movie that just came out like 2 weeks ago, March 15th, Onward, is coming to Disney Plus on April 4th.
Okay, there you
so
go.
That's like, that's only been out for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's already on Disney Plus. Crazy.
So,
I talk about movies that are coming that came out this past week. It's probably doing awful because of the Okay, well, there's no. I don't think there's any. That I think they took off Rotten Tomatoes. They took off for Rotten Tomatoes. They took off movies in theaters. Oh, no, they didn't. Okay, yeah. So the top streaming movies are Star Wars Rise of Skywalker, which has been out for months.
And getting a good rating.
Well, yeah. It's a fun movie. It's not good, but it's fun. And I loved it. Because I went to see one of my best friends. Jumanji, The Next Level, which is supposed to be good. Big Time Adolescence, which is on Hulu. Onward, which is going to Disney Plus on April 4th. Just Mercy is about this guy. I think it's about... Wait, am I thinking about it right? Is this the right one? Oh, let me say sorry. It's about real life injustice with solid performances, a steady directorial hand, and enough urgency to overcome a certain degree of earnest advocacy. So it's about this black guy being going to jail for no reason. This guy comes and helps him.
Okay.
It has an 83% tomato meter score and a 99% audience score. I have never seen audience score that high ever.
That might
be good then. If Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan with Brie Larson, which are all good actors. I mean,
okay.
I have problems with Brie Larson, but I be honest, she's a good actress. But those are big streaming movies. This is in theaters. Oh, here we go. I found it in theaters. All right.
Yeah, but no theaters are open.
Yeah, well, that's why they're doing so bad.
Now they're all closed.
Is this even an American movie? Hold on. See, I never heard of this. See, these are all... I knew it was going to be like all like B-rated movies of not popular actors. I knew that was going to happen. There's no good movies out. And now, like, okay. Well, Vin Diesel's new movie, Bloodshot, came out. Which I don't know if I'm talking about last week or not. I think I did. But anyway, it didn't make any money back because of the virus going around. It got $9.3 million, and that's it. It just came out on Monday, I think. Last Friday.
They better hope they sell a lot.
They better put it out on video on demand. They should make a deal with Netflix and just put it on Netflix. You know why he made this movie?
No.
Well, you know why? Okay. So you know what Steven Spielberg told him? That it'd be an injustice if he didn't direct more movies.
Oh, really?
That's what Steven Spielberg told him. All right. So anyway, there's not really any movies out. I can recommend some things on Netflix and whatnot. Me and Pops watched the Bert Kreischer show, Hey Big Boy. That was funny. Had a lot of good stories on it. So I recommend going to watch that on Netflix if you have Netflix. On Disney Plus, there's an episode of Star Wars The Clone Wars out every Friday. So every day of this podcast, you can watch that. You can go, let me think. Hulu has the 2019 version of Pet Sematary on it. So you can watch that if you're bored. I'm listing it as all different things to watch. So
while you're sitting,
sitting at home doing nothing for the next however many weeks.
Right.
I don't know if I'm going to be back in school. It's not definitely going to be cyber for the rest of the year. I have no clue what's going on with that.
Right.
So yeah, just... there's a lot of good movies to watch that are coming out. Invisible Man says going on, I think it's on Vudu tonight, you can buy.
Oh,
and so is Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. So, yeah. A lot of the... oh, I clicked on that. A lot of movies are coming out on streaming and able to buy on demand. That Just Mercy one, I think, is able to buy on demand, too. Yeah. A lot of these are. But, yeah. So, today's...
well, buy them if you have to buy them.
Yeah,
so.
You know, don't buy them if you have to... if you're bored or whatever, watching on Netflix, watch a new show you haven't watched before, watch on Hulu, watch on Disney Plus. Like right now is the time where you just sit at home and watch TV with your friends and family or your family.
Right, that's cool.
If you,
anything else?
I'm trying to think of any.
Let's hope see if there's any more news that we can talk about.
Yeah. I gotcha. Oh shoot! Oh wait, I'm going to Twitter. I thought I liked this on Twitter. Sorry. Oh, well, this is old news, but new news. Like I told you, that one YouTuber was getting sued for $3.5 million.
Oh yeah, that's
Game
right.
Star. He's getting sued. Now I saw this trending. Here's news. So this character from an animated Star Wars show. What's that? Who? I don't know. What? No, not you. Okay. So this character right here.
They can't
animated,
see it.
That's the character in the show. Her name's Ahsoka Tano. She's one of the most... people at first didn't like her, but now she's one of the most beloved Star Wars characters around. Supposedly, in The Mandalorian Season 2, they're going to have... shit, I forget her name. Hold on. I think... Rosario Dawson playing Ahsoka Tano. People are saying it's good. Because, you know, if you just hear live action, people are also saying, like, this person right here is saying it's bad. Because they're saying Rosario Dawson is an awful person. She doesn't deserve to play one of the kindest characters in all Star Wars.
Oh, well, maybe she's a bad person.
I don't know who Rosario Dawson is. I have never heard of that actress. I'm going to look it up real quick. Rosario Dawson. Maybe I do know who she is, but I think... oh, wait. No, wait, who is that? You know who I thought it was? It's not because of how she looks, because of the name. I don't know why, but I guess I got her. I thought they meant Michelle Rodriguez from the Fast and the Furious movies. Because I don't know, when I first saw the picture, I thought it was Michelle Rodriguez. And then I realized it's the girl from Luke Cage that played the nurse. She was in Daredevil. She was the nurse lady.
Oh, okay.
That lady. Which, I don't think she's an awful person. I mean, I don't know any drama about her. I know she's been in a lot of different stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I thought it was Michelle Rodriguez. Oh, that's awesome.
Look up...
what?
Google MSN News.
MSN News?
Yeah, I want to see anything going on.
Sure. Sorry, guys. We're going to get through some of the news, some good news, and we're going to talk about the
virus.
The virus. This time, I'm not going to say the name of it, because, you know,
we don't want to get in trouble.
Because, you know what I realized? When I said the name of it in the last video, it got, like, one view.
Oh, really? That's all I got.
I think, at least. That's what I checked. Maybe I haven't checked in a while. But.
You see, they moved that big ship to New York City.
I saw that.
What is this? It's like 1,000-bed hospital. They said they might make cruise ships in the
hospitals.
Yeah.
Staffer for Vice President Mike Pence tests positive for it.
Yeah.
It's honestly...
we'll go back down one. I was thinking about that Bloomsbury.
Oh, sorry. spent more than $900 million on his failed presidential run.
That's what a waste of money. Okay,
when we were in New Jersey, Pop, did we not every day see Mike Bloomberg ads?
Yeah. Well, he comes to New York.
Well, yeah, but we're in New Jersey. Trump resists pressure to force companies to make virus supplies.
Okay.
I.
Oh, we could talk about those staffers that found out about the stock market was going to crash.
Oh, the inside trading thing.
Yeah, so, it's not really inside trading, but.
Well, it's almost inside trading. Almost there. Hold on. Let me back up out of this. No, I was trending earlier, but now it's not. Okay. Senate. They're calling it inside trading.
Oh, it is. Because they sold some of their stocks to make money on stuff they knew and nobody else knew.
Okay, no, apparently. Okay. So Fox News said Senator stock sales may look sleazy, but they're not insider trading.
Right.
All right. They want people, people like us want those people locked up. I think they should be locked up.
I think they should make them pay their money back plus a fine.
Mm hmm. They want that one guy. This one guy did it, also did it, you know, inside trading thing, right? I think, it, I don't know, is this guy or not? But he did it, and people, and he voted against the cure, this whole thing happening, the cure being made.
Oh, really?
They want him out of all, they want him out. People are pissed. This is all, I'm not reading all this. I'm looking for little quick bits. I don't like reading all this stuff. Because that's not all, see, I don't like using other people's words. If we don't quote him,
right,
we could.
It must be that guy there, Richard Burr or something.
Yeah, Bird. Yeah, Burr. Yeah, Burr. You're right. Senators sold their stocks.
Where's he from? Senator
Richard Burr. On the cup, Richard Burr.
Man,
I don't know. I guess to come up, Richard Burr.
He's a senator from where? North Carolina. He comes from. Okay. But
people, okay, huh? Tucker Carlson calls on Burr to explain reported 1.6 million stock sale or resign. So either, I guess it's like either go to court or resign from your position as senator. What do you think he'll do? I think he'll, I
don't know.
That's
a whole shady situation. Mm-hmm.
They're shady people. I personally think all of them that did that should be let loose and put in jail. I'm going to have to pay back the fine.
Like I say, pay back the money and the fine. That's what I think.
I'm pretty sure he's like a, he's 64 years old. I'm pretty sure he's a businessman, they call him. So I don't know if he is
I'm sure
rich.
He's worth a lot of money. Well, his stock was worth $1.6 million at the time.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Okay. So.
We're going to put the ad in. Then we're going to talk more about this.
Okay. No problem.
I'm with the ad in. And we're back. So, the virus, man.
What do you think?
I think, okay. So now, I was saying.
You think the news put a lot of hype on it?
But I think eventually it's going to get bad. Like, bad, bad.
Do you think so?
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. I think.
Now they're testing more people. They say some people walk around, they don't even know they have it. And so it's just like a little, like, cold, like sniffles or. Cough or whatever.
I think eventually we'll be living like in this game, man, in the division where we got like people are fighting each other over resources and whatnot. Yeah. He's the one worried about it. He's the one that admitted it. He's worried about
it. I'm not worried about it.
They're like, we gotta start rationing food.
Not that water. The main thing. Water is the main thing.
Before he was like, oh, it'd be fine, but now he's worried. Now you're worried.
Get all the guns together.
Get all the guns together. Like, now he's worried.
Not worried, just be safe.
We only have 3 guns, Pops.
No, 4.
But 4? What 4?
Yeah.
I know about the 22, the pistol, and the shotgun.
And we have another one, a World War II 7mm.
Where?
It's downstairs in the back room, I'm telling you.
So you're going to go digging in the back room and look for a World War II pistol?
Gun. It's not a rifle.
It's a rifle?
Yeah.
You never sold it?
No, I never sold it. I had it for years.
You think he's
tough? The first gun I ever bought, actually.
Oh, World War II guns, the first thing I ever bought.
I only paid $60 for it. Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah.
How do you know?
It's 7mm. I shot already. I used to take it hunting. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Civil War.
One gun. Yeah, the ball and gasket. what are they called? Flintlock. But no. Just be safe.
Yeah, be safe. Be careful.
Make sure you have enough water stored up.
Yeah,
that's the main thing.
We're thinking about starting to store water up.
Yeah, because that's the main thing. Food you can live out with a couple days or a couple weeks, but water you can't live more than like 3 days without. So you gotta have water, you know. So
we're thinking about depending on if it gets worse, we might start stocking up on water.
Yeah, just be safe out there. Now, so you think it's gonna be a major hit? Or what?
What do you mean a hit?
I mean in hospitals.
Oh yeah, definitely. People.
Some places have martial law, like New York City, I think San Francisco, some
other places. You mean California?
Yeah.
No, and Illinois now has it.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm. I saw trending on Twitter.
But our work gave us a paper to carry with us in case it's martial law that we can drive to work because I work at a food warehouse.
What is martial law? Could you explain real quick?
Martial law is where the National Guard comes in like. Stops people. And
oh, like, okay. Yeah. See,
they're like police. Happens, they're like police then.
When that happens, the division will be.
That's the problem I'm worried about. If that would happen,
riots would happen.
Then there could be problems. You know, we live in the country.
Yeah, so we'd be fine, but.
Well, we don't never know.
You never know, yeah.
But.
People go crazy, man.
Yeah, people go.
They don't have food, though. It's psychotic.
Especially if you have families or whatever. You know what I mean? So just be. Safe, maybe stock up a little bit. You don't have to go hog wild like some of these people did. Walmart, totally empty.
Yeah, we went
to a couple of stores, they were empty.
Did you see Ahearts was empty completely?
Yeah, some of it, like all the toilet paper and paper towels. And you know, all those people who bought all that shit, say if something would happen where all of a sudden it would be better. They can't get rid of all. They can't take their stuff back to the stores. They're going to be stuck with it.
You can always use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, years worth of toilet paper.
So
if we run out of toilet paper, what are we going to do?
Use newspaper.
Yeah, use leaves. Use your hand in the shower.
Like I said, I don't know how bad it's going to get. I guess they're just preparing for the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case.
Think
you know?
We should be preparing for the
worst. In Lehigh Valley, there's only.
If you have any cases.
I think two.
Yeah, someone from Bethany got it. So.
Yeah, and Northampton County had like 10.
I thought it was one.
No,
we
10.
Got 10 now?
Yeah, the 10.
Shit.
They say, but now they found that they're using that one drug. They're testing it out on people. Malaria people. It makes people like, they ask people if they want to try it. People are really sick. And it's been changing the whole situation around for them. So
yeah, but
let's pray to God that's
I hope that's it.
Yeah,
hope that's it. But like, it could just be like I was saying, a placebo where you think it's getting better, but it's not.
And your mind's making you better, which is good too. But either way, as long as you get better, that's all that counts, right?
Yeah,
one way, you know.
Yeah, this whole thing could change life, but you know, depending.
Yeah,
worse or not.
I worked again real goofy at work. 10 people at lunch every day. All that stuff.
How they have you working? Just intermittent to people on the floor or whatever?
Yeah. I told them the other day, they always have, we always do exercise before we start. I said, what do you want, death or injury? Because, you know, they're trying to keep everybody away from one another. Now they have everybody together doing exercises. To me, that don't make no sense. You know what I mean? So they were, oh, yeah, you are right. I go, yeah, what do you rather have, death or injury? But it's simple, you know?
Yeah, if one of them had it, they could all
do it. Right, because we have a lot of, like, 10 people come in and work for us. So. Well, we've been working a lot of overtime. I'll have almost 14 hours this week. After going tonight at 11 o'clock till 5 in the morning. I just got off work at 3. So, but my other kid, they gave them $2 an extra an hour pay plus overtime, all the overtime they want. So that's a good at least for 2 or 3 weeks they gave it to them. So that's decent, you know.
Yeah, honestly,
right.
I could see this virus getting worse.
We're not out to test more people. It's gonna look worse because now more people are being tested.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean like
I'm not saying the United States will collapse or anything. I don't want that to happen. But like, if we don't find a cure, people start getting infected more and more and more and more and more.
But I think when it gets warm, it goes away. I don't know.
I've heard it. No, it's going to speed up in the warm. That's what I've heard of.
No, because viruses usually die off in the summer. Then they come back again in the winter. Yeah.
So instead of having a flu season, we're going to have another virus season. Like.
But, yeah, it's a weird situation. We don't know who's all involved in making it.
Yeah, it could be China.
I never hear too much about Russia all of a sudden. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about all the other countries but Russia. Mm-hmm. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
But you don't know who China made it, Russia and China made it together, or what. And China keeps on saying there's less and less people getting the virus now.
Yeah, that's just the control on it, which is good.
Yeah, I don't know if you can believe them.
We could have, okay, my thing is, though, we could have controlled it before it's even started spreading like this. It was in our, okay, so.
Trump's tried.
Okay, so I'm explaining something. So we got it, and South Korea got it on the same day. South Korea, right away, put up those hospitals and whatnot, and started treating people, whatever. We didn't do that. We declared it as fake news, and it was fake.
Like, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't think it was, like, you know, actually do anything.
Right.
And now it's doing something.
But let's pray none of us or our listeners get it.
No one
right.
gets it.
No, anybody gets
no
it.
No one gets it, honestly. But
if you do, be
God
careful.
God bless you.
Yeah. No, you're not going to die.
Well, you know what I mean, though. Like,
right. I hate to see anybody sick.
Yeah, especially at that. I mean, it's like a flu, but like.
Right.
I don't know.
Like I said, some people walk around, they have it, they don't even know they have it.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? So,
my friend was telling me, you know, his mom, she got tested for it. She doesn't have it. She just has a really bad cough. And she'll be in a store, you know, coughing. People will be like.
Yeah. You see people walking around with masks on. It's like really getting out of hand. Seriously. It is. Seriously.
Yeah, I know it is.
It don't have to go this far. It's worse than a bad snowstorm. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, people. What?
They jumped the gun right away.
Why?
Well, it's because of the news.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they keep on pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. Then all of a sudden you start believing it. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, I think the website. Damn.
I think the government's trying to do the best they can. They control it.
Mm-hmm. I was like, there's this website you can go on to see how people have it in your country. I forget the website's called that.
Oh, really? But like I said, everybody try to be safe. Wash your hands, you know. Don't touch your face.
Yeah.
We were going to do rock and roll today, but we decided we'll bring this up just to talk about it a little bit.
Oh, wow. There's a whole map of how many people each seat has.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Jacob's saying, oh, you're something to worry about. No, I'm worried about it.
I'm like, he was not worried about it like 2 weeks ago. Now he's worried about it.
I worry about the people who have to treat the people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why doctors want to stay home, which honestly, I kind of get. So, United States have 13,880 cases. I want to zoom in.
What's that red one there?
China, 82,000 cases.
Yeah.
Look
at what Russia has.
199.
See, that's a shady deal right there.
Mongolia has one. One person has it in Mongolia. I know that North Korea had it. And then they killed
what
the guy.
What does South Korea have?
I don't know what South Korea is even.
I'm not sure what South. That's Thailand.
That's Vietnam. That's Philippines. Can I move this map? Korea, 8,657. North Korea has none. Because they killed the one guy that had it.
Right. How about Canada? I was wondering how about Canada.
873 people.
How about Mexico?
They have 164 people. That's hot down there.
Yeah, see what I mean?
Maybe you're right. Brazil has 640. Oh, I want to see it. Japan's still doing the Olympic Games. They have 1,668 people that have it. I personally think the Olympics should be canceled this year.
I don't know. How about Africa? See what Africa has.
Well, this is a whole.
Yeah, look, everybody only has one.
No, I'll get 90. 90.
Yeah.
South Africa has 202.
Like, that's mostly British.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Iran has a lot.
Iran got a lot.
They more than us.
Yeah.
They're a hot country.
How about England?
England, that's up here somewhere. That's Germany, United Kingdom.
3,000 only.
Germany has 15,000.
Yeah.
France has 10,000.
But you see where it's warmer is where they have less. Try South America ones.
South America. So like down here.
Yeah.
Brazil has 640. Okay. 234 in Peru. Chile has 342.
How about Antarctica?
You can't even look at Antarctica on this map.
I don't think they have any.
Italy. But Italy, you know what's funny?
Yeah, the most.
Yeah, but you know what's weird? They have the most deaths now. Even though China has the most cases, well, they have the most deaths.
You know why Italy got a lot? Because they would bring the Chinese over to do the working textile companies. Yeah, that's why I heard on the news. So.
But. See, the only country that doesn't have it is, what is that, Madagascar, they're off the island, on the island there? I can't look at it. It's not a mainland country, I guess.
Oh. How about Australia?
Australia has 756 people.
Okay. How about Hawaii?
Hawaii? Well, Hawaii's in the United States. We can't check Hawaii.
Oh, we got
it. The United States.
Okay. How about Puerto Rico in the United States, too?
What about Puerto Rico? Is a Dominican Republic has 21 people. Yeah. Cuba has 4 people.
How do they get it now?
I don't know. Iceland has 330 people. Norway has 1,700 people.
See, the more north you go, the more it gets.
Well, not really, though. Canada only has 873.
And Russia only has a couple.
Russia only has almost 200.
Yeah, but that, how many people they check in Canada yet?
Yeah, that's true. You're right. What the hell? Oh, that's China still. That's...
China is a red zone.
Yeah, China is the red zone. Italy's going to be a red zone too eventually, I think.
Okay.
But
so, like I said, just be safe. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands with hot
water. What does that say? Lift it up.
What?
Keep on going. Israel reports.
Oh, first fatality. Wow.
Yeah.
Why is Trump so mean to reporters?
Because you know how they spread the junk. Yeah. They're the ones that made this whole big thing.
Said, you're a terrible reporter to them, person. Zimbabwe has it now. Italy closes all parks and public gardens. Yeah. You know what people are pissed about?
What's that?
Kids are still going to spring break in Florida.
Oh, I know.
You know what they said? Oh, I don't care if I get it. I'm going to party, man.
Yeah, they're young kids.
But still.
They're living their life.
You see how Paris looks? Have you seen how empty it is? Usually it's like full of people. The Eiffel Tower is empty.
They're living their life.
But they're dead.
They're young kids. They don't remember. They don't
understand.
Right.
You know, I get it. I wouldn't go to the beach right now.
I would.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
Beautiful beach.
Cheap Florida, guys. Come on. Cheap airline tickets.
Let's drinking go. Drinks on the beach. Having a beautiful guys, day.
If we get enough views on this video, we'll go to Florida.
Yeah, there you go.
Tickets. Yeah.
Well, once I take off from work because I have a kid in school, like, yeah. I can't go. Yeah. So, I'm going to see if you get paid for it. I'm going to do it. I am. Seriously. I don't like work to begin with.
What if you get paid less? Do you still do it or not?
As long as I'm making enough to pay certain things.
I'm trying to find the website. Oh, right here. World Meters. I think this is it. Okay, worldmeter.info has it. So, there's 19... Okay, that's what was updated. This is last day updated March 21st, which is, I think, today.
Yeah, that is today.
19,393 people. 256 deaths. 147 people recovered. So...
What happened to the 18,000? They're still sick.
Well... What do you mean?
Only 147 people recovered.
They're all sick still.
You won't go with anything else?
Uh-huh, wait.
Go down.
Let me see, scroll down. Oh,
here's the chart.
New York has 8,398 people with it. Washington has 1,524 people.
They had no recovered people yet, New York.
Really?
Yeah, look.
Oh, wow. Shit. New Jersey has 890 people. I don't know what Transylvania has.
Yeah, that's like 303.
Sheesh.
Only one death.
That's good. Ohio has 173. Now,
what state has the least amount?
Least amount? West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Let's go to West Virginia.
Take me home, country road.
No, you want to see Hawaii?
Yeah.
Hold on. Where is Hawaii? I don't see Hawaii on this list.
How about Alaska?
Alaska? Hold on. Alaska. It should be sorted by A. Here we go. Alaska, 12.
12, see?
Cause it's cold.
I know. Either it's cold or it has to be real hot. Where is Hawaii?
On. N-O-P-H-I-J-K.
H-I.
H. Hawaii, 26.
26 people.
Which state?
West Virginia. Is there... You know why? Because that's more rural.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not really any big cities in West Virginia.
Well, we went to one, didn't we?
Yeah, Point Pleasant.
And Point Pleasant.
Point Pleasant. Yeah. Point Pleasant was nice. So, I'm surprised. So that means,
did we see any Mothman recently?
Nah. Okay. Maybe the Mothman tried to warn us. We didn't see.
Okay.
So, all right, right here, hold on. This is, okay. So, February 15th, there was only 15 cases.
What they thought. They don't know because they didn't start testing until later.
It started going up. The 22nd has 35. The 27th had 60. The 29th had 68. The March 1st had 75. March 2nd had 100. 124. So it went up like 25 a day.
Because they started testing more.
Mm-hmm. And then it went 158, 221. So it went up 75. 319.
Then it really went it up once it started testing.
934, 1,000, 2,000, 4,000, 13,789.
Yeah, go down one.
Daily new take cases.
Yeah, because he started testing. Before then, they didn't test.
So far, it's been like 4,000 daily.
Okay, cases. Active case in the United States. Okay, we've seen that chart already.
No, this is active cases. So there's active cases, people that didn't die. You know, it's active still. 13,174 people are still being treated. Total deaths, 207, which isn't bad compared to the. You know, it's still awful or dying, but
I don't want to see nobody die, right?
So, what the hell? 57 people died on the 19th. In this news, new cases versus new recoveries. So, there was 4,530 new cases, and only like ranges from 1 to 16 to 10 to 15 to 3 to 15 to 32, then back to 2. So it's possible.
What does it say?
Outcome of cases, recovery or death. So the recovery rate was 100%, went down.
And death cases are going down.
Recovery rate's going, it went back up now. Look, it was low.
Yeah.
And then it went up. Now it's up at. The death rate is 65.71%, and the recovery rate is 34.29%.
I thought it was supposed to be better than that. Go ahead, keep on going.
This is just over time. 5,604, this is from yesterday.
No.
Texas declared a public health disaster for the first time in more than 100 years. One new death in Texas. So this is just daily stuff. That's the latest update.
Okay. So, just be healthy.
We're trying to give you guys information about it. We'll try to keep you posted. We don't like talking about it. We had enough stuff about it. But I figured one day talking about it.
Like I said, the news really blew out of proportion. Yeah. So
we're not going to say any of it because we know what will happen and we'll probably just feel it
taken
down or whatever.
Just like I said, make sure you have extra water on hand. So, I wouldn't lose sleep over it.
Don't
sweat
it, honestly. If
you're going to get it, you're going to get it. That's the way life is, you know? Yeah. So,
I don't
want nobody to get it.
Two cruise ships have it.
Yeah.
Diamond Princess Cruise has 49 people that have it on there. Grand Princess Cruise had 23 people.
One person died.
Yeah, one person died on the one cruise.
So, okay.
All right.
I think that's enough of that.
That's enough of that.
And... Oh, yeah, we postponed our
restaurant
junkies because
we can't go
no restaurants. So we're going to bring it back once everything clears up here.
Yes.
And we hope it does. So,
we hope so, honestly. I don't want it to happen.
Yeah, your prom was canceled.
Yeah, my prom's canceled.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So.
Everything's been canceled.
I know.
Man.
So how can you get a hold of us?
You can email us at popsgtpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Pops Jakey. You can follow us on Instagram at Pops JT Podcast. And Facebook, Pops JT Podcast Fan Group.
Okay. Have a good week.
We'll see you next Friday.
Right.
And
that'll be it.
Hopefully, we'll talk about rock and roll.
Okay. That's no problem. Okay.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.